KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, with mostly clear skies at 16 degrees, we look for to be partly cloudy today, a high of 44. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. A traffic stop just before 2 a.m. today in Red Oak resulted in two people being arrested on drug charges. Red Oak police stopped the vehicle near Summit and Boundary Streets, and after an investigation, arrested 53-year-old Charles Samuel Williams of Villisca for possession of drug paraphernalia. 55-year-old Stephanie Lee Haichu, also of Villisca, was arrested on three counts of unlawful possession of prescription drugs and possession of paraphernalia. Both were being held in the Montgomery County Jail with bonds set at $300 and $1,000, respectively. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies assisted in the arrests. A vacancy for treasurer in Montgomery County was filled Tuesday by the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors. The position opened up when former county treasurer Tara Hughes submitted her resignation effective November 6th after announcing she would be moving out of the county. Jackie Porter was selected for the position after three candidates were interviewed on Monday. Porter has been employed by the Motor Vehicle Department for several years. Auditor Stephanie Burke says Montgomery County citizens may request a special election by filing a petition containing 397 signatures 14 days after the appointment or 14 days after publication of notice. Iowa's coronavirus dashboard early this morning indicated there are 2,961 new positive cases of COVID-19 and 22 additional deaths. The total number of positive cases stands at 233,863 since the pandemic began. The total number of deaths amount to 2,449. The IDPH says one more death was reported in Cass County for a total of 24 and Pottawatomie County, where the total now stands at 71. Long-term care facilities report 1,070 deaths and deaths attributed in part to pre-existing conditions amount to 1,337. After increasing for a day, hospitalizations fell from 1,172 on Tuesday to 1,162 today. In southwest and western Iowa, there are 62 hospitalized with COVID, 20 are in an ICU, 4 were admitted, and 8 patients are on a ventilator. Long-term care facility outbreaks are up again by 1 to 163, and that is a record. And the 14-day rolling positivity average is down from 17.1% to 16.9% in Iowa. Cass County's positivity rate is down from 18.4% to 16.8%. A former Southwest Iowa sheriff and his wife of 67 years died within minutes of each other last week after contracting COVID. A double memorial graveside service is set for this Friday morning at 11 o'clock at the Benton Cemetery for 86-year-old Lyle Minnick and his wife, 84-year-old Judy Minnick. The couple died last Tuesday at Mercy One Hospital in Des Moines from complications of COVID-19. An obituary says that Judy preceded Lyle in death by just 4 minutes. Lyle Minnick served as Ringgold County Sheriff from 1985 until his retirement in 1999. He served his 10 years as a sheriff's deputy prior to election as sheriff and was finishing a 4-year term on the Ringgold County Board of Supervisors until his death last week. Lyle also served 2 years in the U.S. Navy from 1953 to 55 and worked as a farmer and truck driver in Ringgold County. Lyle and Judy Minnick were married in January of 1953. The couple has 4 children and 5 grandchildren. Council Bluffs Police on Tuesday updated a story we brought you late last week with regard to a shots fired incident Thursday night outside of a gas station and convenience store in the 1300 block of North 25th Street. Investigators are asking for your assistance in identifying the two persons in the photographs that can be seen in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Authorities think the female arrived with a male shooter in a dark-colored SUV. The man has numerous tattoos on his arms and upper chest, has long dark hair that goes to the middle of his back, and may be of Hispanic descent. Officials say if you recognize the man and woman in the surveillance photos, do not attempt to confront them. They are considered to be armed and dangerous. If you have any information, contact the Council Bluffs PD Criminal Investigation Division at 712-328-4728 or Crime Stoppers at 328-7867. In our funeral announcements, Barbara Nelson, age 92 of Greenfield, died November 24th. Funeral services for Barbara Nelson will be today at 10 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Walt Knutson, age 77 of Walnut, died Friday. A memorial service for Walter Walt Knutson will be today at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Lois Lacey, age 102, of Urbandale and formerly of Audubon, died November 26th in Urbandale. Graveside services for Lois Lacey will be today at 2 o'clock at the Arlington Heights Cemetery in Audubon, with Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. Jim Bakerink, age 73, of Fontenelle, died November 23rd. Public graveside services for Jim Bakerink will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Veterans Cemetery near Van Meter, with full military rights. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Patricia Locke, age 76, of Freedom, Wisconsin, a native of Atlantic, died November 15th. A funeral service for Patricia Locke will be held tomorrow at 11:30 at St. Pius Church in Appleton, Wisconsin. Margaret Anderson, age 81, of Brayton, died Monday at Exira Care Center. Graveside funeral services for Margaret Anderson will be this Friday at 1:30 at St. John's Cemetery west of Exira. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has arrangements. Cleo Berger, age 89, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Exira Care Center. Graveside services for Cleo Berger will be Friday at 1:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Cemetery in Atlantic. Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Dorothy Anderson, age 82, of Shelby, died November 25th. Visitation for Dorothy Anderson will be Friday from 2 until 7 p.m. at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby. A private funeral service will be held at a later date. Eileen Goodrich, age 93, of Panora, died Sunday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Eileen Goodrich will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Irene Arkfeld, age 96, of Panama, died Sunday. A private family mass of Christian burial for Irene Arkfeld will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling, with Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. Lola Linton, age 55, of Harlan, died Saturday. Private family funeral services will be held for Lola Linton on Saturday at 11 a.m. at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Kelly Williams, age 58, of Atlantic, died November 26th in Des Moines. Funeral services for Kelly Williams will be this Saturday at 2 o'clock at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Dolores D. Agard, age 93, who was formerly of Audubon, died Sunday in Coralville. Private family funeral services are planned for D. Agard at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. Robert Fehlmeyer, age 82, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. A private family funeral service for Robert Fehlmeyer will be held at St. Mary's Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Roberto Nichols, age 92, of Greenfield, died Sunday in Fontenelle. A celebration of life service for Roberta Nichols will be at a later date. The Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Terry Heilig, age 73, of Oklahoma, died Thursday in Tulsa. Private services will be held for Terry Heilig, with Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in charge of the arrangements. Ray Leto, age 73, of Greenfield, died Tuesday in Johnston. Funeral services for Ray Leto are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Becky Ferris, age 62, of Atlantic, died Monday at home. Arrangements for Becky Ferris are currently pending with the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.